times. Whoa, we're a little loud here. But the name, the title of the song is Remember. We always want to remember.
Amen.
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 Let's just read it.
Amen. I remember that day.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Bless the Lord.
When I cannot breathe, tears on my chest, the weight of the world's on me. Everything's crashing down, everything I have known. When I wonder if I'm all alone, I remember.
Father.
Always there.
Oh, yeah. Amen. Oh,
yeah. I will lift my eyes.
Bless you.
Even in the pain.
Woo!
Above all the lies.
Thank you, Lord.
I know you can make a way. I've seen giants fall. I have seen mountains move. I've seen waters part because.
Same here, brother.
Amen, brother.
Amen. Amen. As far as I can get it, like a handball.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
All right. Praise the Lord. I can identify with that song.
Yes.
Read it. Just
yes.
Sung.
Amen, Lord.
Bible says in Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee.
Yes, Lord.
I tell you, about everything we do is just remind us of what he done for us. The singing's about him. The preaching's about Him.
Amen.
When we take the Lord's Supper, we do it in remembrance of Him.
Amen.
Everything we do is to be reminded that I owed a debt I couldn't pay.
Yes.
He paid a debt He didn't owe.
That's right.
Praise, honor, and glory belong to Him. Amen. I like that. I remember, every time I remember what He done for me, I get blessed. Amen.
Amen.
Oh my, what a great Savior that stepped down from glory to come down here and be spit upon, to be beaten beyond recognition, to be crucified upon a hill called Calvary, to give His life a ransom for all, to be testified in due time. Yes, I remember. Amen.
Amen.
Speaking of remembering, December the 12th, next Sunday, we're going to Cracker Barrel after the services. Don't forget that. Hallelujah, Carol. I don't know about you, but I'm all about eating. Amen.
Amen.
I've made it where I had to eat, but also made it where I can enjoy it. Amen.
Right.
The better it is, the more I enjoy it. But you know about eating, I have to admit, I like to smell it, I like to taste it, I like to look at it, I like to see what temper it is, I like to see how much I can hold, amen.
Yeah.
I like eating, ain't anything wrong with eating, amen.
By the way,
yeah.
It will be the Cracker Barrel in Bowling Green.
The one in Bowling Green, I need to remember that. I probably hit it hail mail to Kane City. Where is that at?
Close to Ryan's.
Over to Ryan's? Okay. Yeah. I know where it's at, Timmy.
Yeah, just this side of Ryan's.
Oh, right. That'll help a bunch. Now, we can just leave out here, hit the parkway, and be there in a heartbeat. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me make another announcement here. I want to encourage everyone to get in Sunday school. I'm just doing this for the month of December. December is one month that is designated specifically about the birth of our Savior.
Yeah.
And our Sunday school lesson, I'm on my 18th time of reading my Bible through. I would have read it through more times than that. But on my 18th time, back when I read it through every single year, my mother passed away. And I laid it aside and picked it back up this year. And I'm glad I did. I've been remembering things that I've done plumb forgot. But Sunday school is kind of like that. We had a good Sunday school lesson this morning.
Amen.
Here's what's good about Sunday school. Brother Eddie, what's that mean? Brother Eddie, what's this mean over here? That's what Sunday school is. It's a time when you can raise your hand up. Now, when the man of God's up there preaching, which I will be doing here in a minute, that's not a good time to raise up your hand. Brother Eddie, what's this mean? And I've done that when I first got saved, Bonnie. Brother Rick's over there preaching like a wild Indian on the warpath. And I got up and I said, Brother Rick, what's this mean? And he had enough grace about him. I praise God for him. He had enough grace about him. He didn't make an issue of that in love. He said, Brother Eddie, he said, I'm preaching right now. We'll talk about it after the service.
Amen.
He could have made a big deal out of it. I just dumb in a box of rocks. Never been in church. Never had been saved. Never read a Bible. Didn't know nothing. But there's a time for everything. That wasn't the time to ask the question. But in Sunday school, I don't care if we take the whole Sunday school lesson for questions. That's what I'm here for.
Amen.
I want to teach you the Word of God. I know somewhat of the Word of God and still learning myself. But I thank God that He's a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. And boy, I'll tell you, boy, that His rewards ain't like the rewards down here. You get a little old banner down here and it fades away, but His rewards, praise God,
amen,
they go with you through the rest of your life.
Right.
And I'll be glad to answer any question you have in Sunday school. I know you got to get here a little earlier, but even if you come late, come into Sunday school if you don't care. And we'll try our best to teach you from the Word of God.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to be preaching today out of Romans chapter number 1. We're teaching in Romans right now. And in my devotion to read my Bible through this year, I'm in 2 Corinthians right now. And we're heading pretty fast through the New Testament. That Old Testament's quite an undertaking. So when you do decide you want to read your Bible through, first thing you need to do is get down and pray about it.
Yes.
Say, Lord, this is Your Word. I'm Your son or I'm Your daughter. Help me. I want to read Your Bible through this year. I need help. And He'll give you the help. Because I'll tell you right now, the devil's not going to let you read your Bible.
Yeah, amen.
I picked up on that early in being saved. I mean, we'd have company come over. We'd have phones ring, or we'd have things that just didn't make no sense. And finally, I thought, this has got to be the devil just trying to keep me from reading my Bible. Amen. But we're going to cut down on the Bible reading this morning, believe it or not. Romans chapter 1, verse 30. I'm only going to read part of that verse. Romans chapter 1, verse 30. I'm going to read three words. Haters of God. Now, I'm preaching today on God haters, and we got them.
Yeah.
And we're going to pray. This message has been on my heart quite a while. And I may not even be up to the task right now, but I've got a feeling I'm going to be preaching on this all the way through the month of December. And with the Lord's help, we pray it'll be a blessing. Father, we thank You, Lord. Lord, for the opportunity, Lord, to stand for the Word of God. Lord, to stand, Father. Lord, for the ministry of Your Word. Lord, to give honor and glory to Your Son, Lord, which we earnestly desire to do here today. And Lord, we ask for Your help. Lord, we know we can't do anything, Lord, without You, Lord. Lord, You told Your disciples, without Me You can do nothing. And there's so many people today doing nothing for God. We don't want to be in that category, Lord. I pray, Father, You'd anoint me. I pray, Father God, Lord, You'd help my intellect, Father. Help my tongue, Lord, that it speak, Lord, truth. Help my thoughts, Lord, to be clear. Help these people, Lord, before me, and those on the internet, those on the live stream, that they'd be able to hear and understand the preaching of the Word of God today. And Lord, we thank You and praise You for anything that You do here today. Ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
God haters. You know, I've been saved for 33 years. I was 34 years old when I got saved, but I can honestly say I never hated God.
Mm-mm.
I didn't know Him, but I never hated Him.
No,
that's right.
And I did retain God in my knowledge. One time he was building Park Avenue over there, and as they was dozing all that off and clearing that off, put all them buildings over there, I was over there looking for Indian Air. He was like a normie do with a 20-inch Renegade gold bicycle. Jimmy, I rode it over there. I'm looking for Indian Airhead, and I didn't find any. But I did find a real pretty rock, Miranda. And I remember looking at that rock, and I said, Lord, You sure did make a pretty rock right here. It was red, white, all real pretty, spotted or striped or something. I said, Lord, I'm going to put it down here where somebody else can look at it. You know, as a child, I had God in my knowledge. And in this same chapter, it mentions they don't like to retain God in their knowledge. You'll look right there in verse 28. They did not like to retain God in their knowledge. I didn't know God, Brother Mitchell, but I didn't hate Him.
That's right.
And you know, I did have thoughts about God. I can remember as a little boy, 10 years old, Sarah, I can remember being afraid to close my eyes, afraid I might wake up in hell. And even though that would be a torment to a lot, I'm glad today for that thought.
Yeah.
Because if I had not had that thought, I would have probably ended up in hell. Because with that thought,
right,
it led me to one that kept to save me, that kept me from going to that place I was afraid of.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you right now, buddy, fear is a good motivator. Amen.
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 Yeah.
Ain't much of it today, but there will be. It ain't going to take long. Amen.
That's right.
Sure, when Jesus shows up, they're going to be looking for some hiding places.
Yes, they are.
They'll be digging holes. They'll be running in caves. They'll be doing all kind of things, but there won't be no hiding place.
Amen.
Mark, I'm telling you right now, they won't find one.
No.
You can find that in Revelation chapter 6. I mean, the big boys, it said the kings and the princes of this world, they'll look for a hiding place.
Amen. That's right. Yeah. Right. Yes, they will.
Let me throw this in here real quick. Let me not throw this in here just yet. I don't want to leave this out, though. But the reason that people hate God is because they don't like being told what to do.
Yeah.
Now, my mom, my dad, they told me what to do, and I kind of balked at that, Bonnie, but it didn't take them too long to get through my thick head. Man, you could pick yourself out of the floor about 5 or 6, you can teach a monkey what to do. Well, they got this boy's attention, and they let me know real quick, Jimmy, there were some rules in our house, and it was their house. I was a guest. As long as I abide the rules, and not, I believe they'd throw me out, Bonnie. But you see this bunch down here, they're mentioned kind of in John chapter 3, talking about that condemnation, that light is coming to the world.
Yeah.
And men hate light.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want no rules. They don't want nobody telling them they got to do something. If they don't want to do it, they want to try to find a way around it.
Amen.
And for that reason, they hate God.
Right.
I actually thought God was my enemy. I didn't hate him, but I thought he was my enemy. I thought he didn't want me to have no fun. After I got saved, I've had more fun than I've ever had.
Right.
I mean, it's joy unspeakable, full of glory. I started seeing the rest of the picture, Donnie. All I was seeing was part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, praise God, I can see the rest of it. I'm telling you, I get to see all the beauty of creation.
Yeah.
I get to get all the blessings of God.
Right.
I get to enjoy the things of
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
We got a bunch down here. They got all kind of names.
Yeah.
As y'all notice, I'm kind of taking my time. I'm kind of enjoying this. This is my opportunity, really, kind of far back.
Right.
I mean, they call me non-essential.
Amen.
Maybe I am. But to God, I'm not.
Amen.
I'm precious in His sight.
Amen. Amen.
He counted me faithful, Jimmy. He put me in the ministry. I didn't do it. He did. He can't be faithful because I'm praying and reading my Bible and I'm letting him tell me some things that I couldn't get them nowhere else.
Yeah,
you can't get on there and get the things of God. Amen.
No.
A lot of preachers do, but I don't. Get down on my knees and seek the Lord what needs to be preached. You know, he told a man named Jonah to go to Nineveh and preach the preaching. He bid him to preach when he did it. Jonah got mad.
Yeah.
Who was he mad at? He's mad at God. He said, I do well to be angry. Even unto death, he's mad.
Yeah, right.
A lot of people have got mad, Brother Mitchell.
I know.
But God's not someone to get mad at. God's someone, for lack of better words, he's your friend. He's a friend of sinners. Man, he loves us no matter what. But we've got a lot of people down here that for some reason or another, Brother Ed, they think this is their world.
Yeah, I know.
And they want a godless world. Here's what I was going to say a while ago. Y'all seen them pull the statues down?
Yeah.
Y'all seen them rewrite the laws?
Mm-hmm.
And y'all seen them buy some of these politicians, get things bent and taken away? They want to dethrone God, Miranda.
That's right.
They would love to dethrone God. They like to bring God down. You know what the Bible says about that in Psalms chapter 2? It said, he that said in heaven shall laugh.
That's
right. No, God's not going to laugh. And
a
puny man that thinks somehow he's going to send maybe a spaceship up there and somehow he's going to dethrone God. You know what God says, Bonnie? He said, bring it on. He said, bring it on. He says, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things and the kings of the earth and the princes of the earth? You know, they want to somehow dethrone God. I'm going to read that because I want it to be clear. What I'm preaching about today, it's mentioned in Psalms chapter 2.
Yeah.
It says, why do the heathen rage? We got them, and they do rage, buddy.
That's right.
They riot, rage, burn, turn cars over and everything else.
That's right.
And the people imagine a vain thing. The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers of the take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. Verse 4, he that setteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. God, you know, be honest with you, this is kind of funny to God. Guess what they're trying today? And you know, I know knowledge has increased. I know you're the tip of a finger, buddy. You can take a smartphone and you can Google this, Google that. Me and Donnie went yesterday down in Portland, Tennessee, and he took a thing called GPS and got us there. And he had to take GPS to get it out of there. I don't know how we're ever going to find our way back without GPS. But you know, even with that knowledge today, God just winks at the wisdom of this world. Acts chapter 17, I believe it's verse 30. And he commands all men everywhere to repent. They hated Jesus,
Amen.
I'm telling you, buddy, but they hated him without a cause. He never gave them no reason to hate him.
Right.
Even though they hated him, they didn't have a reason to hate him. And if there ain't one, some people make up one. Amen. Amen.
That's right.
But the first Christmas parade took place in Matthew chapter 2 when those wise men showed up. The Bible said King Herod was troubled and all of Jerusalem was troubled with him. But that parade showed up. You know, they make a big deal about us not knowing the birth of Christ. Those wise men was 2 years late and they still celebrated his birth. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It don't really matter about the birth.
No.
What matters is what you're worshiping, what you're celebrating. Jesus told them in John chapter 4, Verse 22, I believe it's verse 22. He said, you worship, you know not what?
Yeah.
We know what we worship. You listen, I'm going to worship Him. I'm going to praise Him. I'm going to give glory to Him that loved me, that gave Himself for me. Every breath of my life is devoted to Him. Amen. And I never did hate God.
Amen.
There's some people that just born, I don't know, either too stupid or too rich, but they hate Him, Brother Harry.
Amen.
They need Him.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible mentions about God in Luke chapter 6, says He's kind to the unthankful and to the evil. Boy, what a God. I tell you, He don't give them a lightning bolt civil. He gives them mercy. He gives them grace. He gives them love. Oh my, they still hate Him, amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. In the Old Testament there, let me see here. 1 Kings chapter 22, verse 7. The king of Judah showed up, King Jehoshaphat, and he said, is there not here a prophet of the Lord that we may inquire of? And King Ahab, king of Israel, he's answered, yes, but I hate him because he never preaches any good concerning me. That condemnation, they hate preaching the Word of God. Paul,
yeah,
talked about them being enemies of the cross.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to hear, you know, they've even tried so far. They've tried trying to change that B.C. and A.D. They don't even want to acknowledge the birth of Christ.
Right.
They call it a fable, sir. They don't even want it. They don't even want it in the curriculum in the school. They don't want to be taught that Jesus came down here as a little babe in a manger. And by the way, Miranda, that was a good illustration about the first king-sized bed.
It
was a crib and a manger, amen.
Yeah,
I'm telling you right now, buddy, here He came! And they've hated Him ever since, and they hate Him even today.
Yeah.
God haters, amen. We got them, boys, Scrooges, Grinches, humbug, bah, humbug, you know, our day. They hate His Word, they hate His cross, they hate His name, they hate His birthday, they hate His holidays, they hate His church, they call it non-essential, they hate His songs, they call them non-essential, they hate His praise, they call it non-essential, but I'll tell you right now, buddy, they're not going to do away with Him.
Amen.
They're going to make room for Him this time.
Yeah.
Mitchell, there might not have been no room for Him this first time He came. There's going to be plenty of room for Him this time. They're all going to be in hiding, amen. They might hate Him, amen, but they can't keep Him from coming. Praise God, I'm looking forward to the day He comes by. I'm leaving. I need a moment, 29. I'm out of here, buddy.
Amen.
I'm telling you right now, and the way Moses is looking, don't look like it's too far off, amen.
That's right.
Absolutely. The Bible says that these signs will be before He comes. I've seen every one of them, amen.
That's right.
I don't see nothing keep Him from coming back, amen.
Amen.
Oh, they mock Him. They mock His church, saying, where's the promise of His coming? That's mentioned in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 4. It says, there were God haters in Noah's day, and for 120 years, God waited on them to repent. But God said man's days shall be 120 years. And buddy, when that 120 years come up, God sent that flood. And when that flood came, all perished. But eight, and the only reason they didn't perish is because they was in the ark that Noah moved with fear to build. But in Genesis 7, verse 22, all that breathed through their nostrils died.
That's right.
The fish lived, but the rest of them perished. Amen.
Right.
And as in Noah's day, so our day. Oh my, we preach to the haters of God in our day to repent, to get in the ark of Christ. They mock and laugh, make jokes about the coming of God. They make jokes, you know, all things continue today as they did before. They take no regard for God. They have no desire to repent. And He's still coming!
Right.
But they'll wish they had a different thought about that, amen.
Amen.
Oh, the only thing different is at this time, instead of a flood of water, it'll be far come down, amen.
Right.
I like my devil's well done anyway. But I'll tell you what, buddy, God's hand is outstretched.
Amen.
The invitations of God are, come unto me. All you that labor and are heavy laden, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. My burden's easy.
Amen.
My yoke is easy, my burden is light. The Lord says, He says, come to me.
Right.
He said, let him as the first come to me. He invites people to come to him. They put up walls around their, what they call them, mansions, and they're wealthy, grandeur, all that gold and marble and stuff. But God says, come on. Isaiah 1:18, come now, saith the Lord.
Yeah.
Let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, I'll make them white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, I'll make them as wool. God invites the God haters to come.
Yeah.
He loves them. He don't want them to perish. Hey, the long suffering love of God is waiting today. Amen.
Amen.
I never did ever hate God, Eric.
Amen.
But I didn't know God
right.
until I got saved.
Right. That's right.
Now I know Him personally, Sharon.
Yeah.
Amen. I mean, we talked this morning.
Yeah, we did.
We talked a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hallelujah. He made a way that I could come fellowship with Him, Sharon. He made a way, a new living way. Amen.
That's right.
The door was shut. He opened it at Calvary. The veil was rent from the top to the bottom, making the way to the holies.
Yeah.
Accessible. We can come boldly to the throne of grace and say, Father, can we talk? Amen.
Yeah, that's right. Amen.
You got plenty of time.
Yeah, he does.
I might be running short on time, but he ain't, brother.
That's right.
He's got plenty of time.
Right.
He's got plenty of mercy. He's got plenty of love. These God haters, they don't have a rock to stand on. They don't have nothing to stand on. They increase their insults. They increase their number. There's no end to their mocking and their efforts to belittle those that live for God and those that love Him. They infiltrate our schools. They infiltrate our churches, spreading their hate and their propaganda. And listen, right now the ball's in their corner. I agree.
That's right.
They're in power. They're rich. They're united in their efforts to dethrone God, but He still lives.
Yeah.
You know, if you didn't know better, it looked like we was on the losing side.
Mm.
I'm watching all this stuff, you know, going on in our day right now that shouldn't be going on, but it is.
Mm-hmm.
And if it wasn't for the promise of God to know that this ain't my home, to know that I've got somewhere better to go and I'm in a hurry to get there by you. Oh, won't it be good when we get home?
Amen.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm glad this ain't all there is to it.
Amen.
I get discouraged, Jimmy.
Oh, gosh.
I get depressed. We're promised better.
Yes, we are.
It'll be wonderful when we get home, girl.
Amen.
See all of our family again. This time it won't be but for a moment. It'll be for eternity.
Right.
Make all the rights wrong. All the wrongs right. I may say that backwards there, yeah.
Okay.
Born to be good. Catch up with those done gone ahead.
Yeah.
Brother Ed, bless his heart. He went out there and talked to Karen out there this morning. And you know what? He'd be able to talk face to face there. Down here, he's just making the best he can. See, I still love you, Karen. I miss you, Karen.
That's right.
But you know what? Up there, praise God. We'll get to talk. We'll have plenty of time. It'll be in a better environment. Won't be no God haters around.
Right. Amen.
They hate him, Brother Mitchell, but without a cause.
Right.
They hate us, Miranda, but without a cause. I love them. I pray for them. The Bible says pray for your enemies.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I do. I think that's the reason some of this stuff's going wrong up in Washington. I ask the Lord to expose it.
Right.
You know, there's a man in the Bible in the book of Esther. His name was Haman. And he hated Mordecai the Jew. He should have picked somebody else to hate, Brother Mark. But he hated Mordecai the Jew. That was the wrong one to hate.
Oh, yeah.
And he built a gallows. I think it was something like 10 foot tall. But he built a gallows. And he had intentions of hanging Mordecai on that gallows and ended up getting hung himself.
Right.
And if that wasn't enough, he even hung his 10 sons on the same gallows.
Yeah.
And you know what? All because he hated a Jew. My Savior's a Jew.
Right.
Even though Paul said there are enemies, we're supposed to love them, pray for them. And you know what? When they get straightened out, they'll be better. But right now, they don't understand. but is available in their heart even this day. They can't see what you and I have done. See, I couldn't see it until I got saved, but now that I see it, amen. Oh my, I'm glad I'm in the family of God. I thank God for the love of God that built the bridge between me and God. Amen.
Amen.
Oh my, I never did ever hate God.
Right.
I've done a lot of wicked sin, but I never did ever hate God. But all these, they're in power. Oh, let me see if I can find this verse real quick. It just came to my mind. That's the only reason I'm looking it up. But since it came to my mind, I'm going to look at it here. I believe I can find it. These God haters.
Yeah.
Psalms 37, verse 35. I have seen the wicked in great power and spreading himself like a green bay tree. And I see the Holy Spirit coming with a chainsaw. Was that John the Baptist said the axe laid to the root of the tree?
Yeah, definitely was.
He said you better get your house in order, buddy.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
New sheriff in town, simple.
Yeah.
John, he's just a forerunner. He said, I got one coming behind me. He's mighty tall. Amen. Oh, my. I'm telling you, brother, these big Green Bay trees better be careful. I know they hate God, but they shouldn't. I know they're organized, and I know they're in power. I know they're rich. I know all their effort is to dethrone God, but it's a waste of time. Amen. They'll never dethrone Him. Amen. I say this to all you God haters out there. I say you this by the Word of God. Help yourself.
Yeah,
you might get it on the slow train, but you'll get it, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
It's all in vain.
Yeah.
God loves you, so I'm reading your life today.
That's right.
You know, I'll tell you this, buddy. Thank God for the love of God. Mm-hmm. The Word of God says this, Brother Ed. They shall proceed no farther, for their folly shall be manifested unto all men. Amen. I'm telling you, buddy, they're digging their own grave. They're building their own gallows. I'm telling you, their jig's coming up. They're going to hang themselves on the hatred they have for God. Amen. Oh my. Let me tell this sad story right here. This is kind of the way God haters operate. There was a couple of devout atheists. Young man and a young woman. Buddy, they done seared their conscience with hatred about God, Sister Sharon. And they made a vow. They got married, I guess, before a judge. I don't know. I can't imagine them standing before a preacher like me. I went more weddings than I had a funeral. I'll say that. I'll tell you. But they got married and they had a vow, Bonnie, that their house would always be a house of atheists.
Mm-hmm.
That if they had any children, that they'd raise them up to be atheists. And they were true to their vow. And Eric, one day, they ended up with a little baby girl. And as they held that little bundle of flesh in their arms, they didn't have no regard for God. I guess they thought they got that at Walmart on aisle 5. I don't know. But you know what? They had no desire to give God praise for that little bundle of flesh that they was holding in their arm. And Sharon, as they hated God, looked at that little baby there. That little baby full of the love of God, full of the grace of God. Oh, listen, just pure God. Those children, just as innocent as innocent kids. They trained that little girl to be an atheist. And they made sure, boy, they shielded her. They made sure that she never had any opportunity to know about God, about Calvary, things of God.
Mm.
As the little girl got a little older, finally they built a fence around the yard, told that little girl, don't get out of this fence. That's the way the world is.
Yeah.
They try to somehow build without God.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow live without God. That's impossible, Joanne. In Him we live and move and have our being, but they're still determined in their hatred that somehow they're going to go without God. And you know, these rich people probably think they can go without God, Brother Eric.
Oh, yeah.
One day that money will run out. One day those days will run out. One day that sand will run out.
Amen.
And I hope they've got enough sense and maybe reservations to call upon somebody to come talk to them about this Jesus.
Amen.
But they built this fence around this house, and they kept close contact, watching this little girl, make sure
She had no opportunity to know no better, no nothing but atheism. Brother Ed, that little girl's out there in that yard playing one day. She heard this music down the street from the old mission building. It was a beautiful sound to the ear.
Yeah.
Somebody singing about old love that would not let me go, or just as I am. Well, that one plea caught her ear. You know, that's what them ears are for. They catch the sound.
Amen.
I got two of them, amen.
Amen.
She heard that sound, that melodious sound of the love of God. She opened that gate. She ran down there to that church. It didn't take her no time at all, boy, to get on board. Girl, she got wondrously, gloriously saved.
Oh, amen.
She come running home. Mama, Daddy, I got saved. Now listen, I'm preaching on God haters.
Yeah.
The hatred of that father, he lost it. He beat this little girl to the point of death. He's wealthy, simple. He regretted what he done after he done it. It's kind of like a shotgun. You can't undo pulling the trigger.
Right. Okay.
And she was dying. They called the doctor. Offered lots of money that he might help their daughter. The doctor come out after seeing her. He said she's not got long to live. He said if you got anything to say to her, you need to do it quick. They went in there and they was grieving. The little daughter that God had blessed them with, they mistreated it like they done Jesus. Trampled him underfoot. And the daddy come up to the bedside of his little daughter and said, I'm sorry, honey. I'm so sorry. He said, is there anything I could do for you? She said, yeah, daddy, there's something you can do for me. He said, well, I'll do anything. She said, daddy, were you going to get that dress I had on when I came home that day from getting saved so that I could put it on? He said, honey, you don't want to put that dress on. It's all torn, all bloody. She said, oh, no, daddy, I want that dress right there. I want that dress on. She said, daddy, Jesus is coming for me. She said, I want him to know how much I love him.
Amen.
I want him to see how much I love him. I want that dress on, daddy. And you know, his horror, it finally broke through. That he hated God with no reason at all.
Yeah, that's right.
He was without excuse. There was no reason for his hatred, even though he had it. It took something like this right here to open his eyes to the reality of the fact that he was fighting against himself in a losing battle, and his little girl had found something worth finding. And I'll tell you what, that man fell down there and said, I am sorry. I am sorry. Ask God to forgive him. That's the mind of this world. They can't see the problem of their anger. They can't see the damage they're doing. We just had a school shooting.
Yeah.
We knew the truth about that. There's probably more to that than you'll ever find out. God, we just had a man run over a bunch of people in a Christmas parade.
Yeah.
He didn't have the love of God abiding, I tell you that right now. And now he's complaining, saying people think of him as a monster. Well, there's a reason that they think of him as a monster. He ran down little children under his vehicle and killed them in a horrible way. But they still hate God. They still blame God. They still take God's name in vain.
Yeah, that's right.
And even today, I'm going to tell you what's coming. They're going to start coming into the churches of God.
Right.
And you know what? I hope I make a good target. I'm good to go. If I got to kill somebody, help yourself, buddy.
Amen.
Yeah. You know, it's not going to prevent men going to heaven. I'm like Brother Donnie, just going to get there quicker.
Amen.
But their hatred that they have for God. You know, in that cartoon, even though it's a cartoon or that movie about that Grinch, when he finally realized that the problem was him, not with Christmas, his heart grew, and all of a sudden, buddy, he started doing right, making wrongs right. If that could just really happen with them, they could enjoy this joyous time that we're fixing to come to here. I know we regard December 25th as Christ's birth. You don't have to focus on the day. Just remember what you're regarding. That He was born. That He came for your sake. You know, them wise men, they gave gifts. It don't say three wise men and look, There may have only been three. I don't know. It does say they gave three gifts. But it don't say there were three. There may have been more than three. And there may be only three. It made no difference. The first parade took place in Jerusalem, and it came to where the babe was in the house, not in the manger. And the child was like 2 years old, and they gave him gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Three identities they recognized there. One is the king, one is God, and one for his burial.
Yeah.
Myrrh there for his burial. Or maybe it's the incense. Anyway, they recognized three deities in those three gifts.
Mm-hmm.
They recognized him as God. They recognized him as the Savior, as King, as God, and as the Savior. I believe that's what the three gifts right there recognized. I may not have exactly right, but they gave those three gifts to give him honor for the three deities that little baby was there. But people today, without any other thought, they hate God, and He loves them. And it's a mess. Our children being taught in our schools to hate God? What's going on? Our churches are changing, getting more worldly.
Yeah, that's right.
You can't have church without God.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have a Christless Christmas.
No.
They're doing it, but you can't.
Okay.
You want to enjoy it, you just go through the motions, kind of like, you know, just going through the motion, not really truly living.
Right.
I just want to say this today. Remember what we're celebrating. Remember who loves you. Remember it was His day that we call Christmas. And we might not ever get through to them, but don't give up on them. Even though I never hated God, I was still in the same category of these God haters because I did not know Him.
Mm-hmm.
Until they know Him, Brother Mark, they'll never know His love.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to stop before I make a bigger mess than I've already made. Father, we thank You, Lord, for this message today. Lord, we appeal to the God haters of our day.
Yeah.
Lord, today's coming, Lord, when they're not going to have an opportunity to repent. They're not going to have an opportunity, Lord, to get forgiveness. And Lord, I pray for them, Lord, that their heart will turn to God before that day gets here. I pray for them, God, they let go of that hatred, Father. And I pray, God, Lord, they would find, Lord, Your great mercy, find Your great love, get a refuge for their soul, get, Lord, I pray, Lord, not only eternal life, but a home in heaven. And we'll thank You and praise You, Lord, for this message today. I ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
God haters. Boy, it's sad.
Mm-hmm.
But it's true. They hate Him.
Right.
I'd like to ask everybody to stand. And Brother Eric, if you could, just one verse, any invitation song you want to pick. Get Sister Sharon there to help you.